1957. So why start with a track from 1957? Well, this weekend just gone, April 11th, Richard Berry's birthday, celebrated internationally as International Lue Lue Day. Now, I know there are several variations on that. This is the recognized International Lue Lue Day. So this episode, believe it or not, is entirely Lue Lue related. But bear with me, a few surprises. And there are so many versions of Lue Lue, certainly over 2,000 and counting, according to online Lue Lue experts. So we're going to include a few of those, also some sort of response tracks to Lue Lue. So the definitive version would be by the Kingsmen, but we're going to get back into it with one from Rockin' Robin Roberts, a 1961 recording, so predates the Kingsmen's version. Rockin' Robin Roberts was Lawrence Fool Roberts II, American singer, best known for his performances in the early 60s with the Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. So they recorded Lue Lue in 1960, although for contractual reasons it was released under Rockin' Robin Roberts' name on a new record label established by the band called Etiquette Records. As a side note, Robin Roberts tragically killed in a head-on automobile accident after leaving a party, December 22nd, 1967. So this is Rockin' Robin Roberts' version of Lue Lue. Even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Listen, I take her parking all alone. She's never a gal I lead home.
They're not the words. Have it your way.
Oh, it's about dancing. The song is a dance. Lue Lue is a dance. Do the Lue Lue.
Are you the only guy in the world who has never heard these lyrics?
Thank you. This is Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, and I cannot wait each week to listen to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 410, and we're looking at Lue Lue. So we had Rockin' Robin Roberts with the 1960 recording of Lue Lue, followed by the definitive version from the Kingsmen at a Portland, Oregon 1963 recording, number 2 on the Billboard chart for 6 weeks. And it was that version that was banned by the CIA. Supposedly crude, the lyrics. The governor of Indiana banned the record, and Michigan was considering it also. The lyrics are so filthy that I cannot enclose them in this letter, one dad wrote to the then US Attorney General Robert Kennedy in 1964. So the Kingsmen's definitive version of Lue Lue, then wrapping the set, Jack Eli and the Courtmen. Jack Eli, American guitarist and singer, he in fact sang the Kingsmen's version of Lue Lue. Before it became a hit though, Eli left the group and began playing with a new band called the Courtmen. The song became a runaway hit. Jack Eli tried to get his way back into the band. They weren't having a bar of that. So things became complicated because Eli started touring around the country as Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, while the Kingsmen performed on TV shows with a stand-in. Legal action ensued. Jack was forbidden to use the name Jack Eli and the Kingsmen, renamed his group Jack Eli and the Courtmen, continued to tour until 1967. So this one, a 1966 release from Jack Eli and the Courtmen. Lue Lue 66, the A-side, David's Mood, the B-side. So three subtly different versions of Lue Lue.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. Well, Lue Lue inspired a number of spin-off tracks, including a song, Louie Go Home, written by Paul Revere and Mark Lindsay. Recorded by Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1963, released March 1964. Many, many versions of that song in the 60s, including by The Chambermen, The Coachmen, Jack Eli and The Courtmen also did it, The Fireballs, The Fugitives. The Missing Links, and The Mussies. But here's a version by Shades of Grey from 1966. Fairly obscure band, but here is their version of Louie Go Home.
Feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Come on.
for three more Lue Lue related tracks. Louie Go Home, top of the set by Shades of Grey. Then a track called Little Louie by The Customs 5. It is a 45 7-inch single on Task Records, released 1966. The A-side called Let's Go in 69. We had the B-side, Little Lue, from The Customs 5. Then we had The Shy Ones, a May 67 release on Discotech Records out of Ashland, Ohio. These guys are all students at Ashland High School. The track is the B-side to a How Strong My Love Is single, the B-side called 12 Months Later, which is a cover of a song by The Sheep, which is in itself a rip-off of Lue Lue. It's a very cool version by The Shy Ones. 12 Months Later, absolutely, unquestionably based on Lue Lue.
And shall bring America down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, it's no retrospect episode without some global garage, so here is a set of international Lue Lue inspired tracks. Getting it underway with Late Players, picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. They're out of France, release on Polydor Records, 45 RPM 7-inch EP in mono. Four tracks. This one kicked it off. This is Cicité L, their cover of Lue Lue.
Aussi c'était elle, oh oh oh, quelle chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 aussi c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur. Le jour et la nuit, moi je m'ennuie. Elle est tout pour moi, moi je vous le dis. Et j'entends sa voix, c'est merveilleux. Je sens toute sa main dans mes cheveux. Aussi c'était elle. Chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 ouais. Aussi c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur. Sera comme autrefois. Tout ce chagrin ne sera rien pour moi. Et j'imagine déjà les mots à dire pour la garder à nouveau auprès de moi. Comme si c'était elle. Oh, 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 quelle chance pour mon cœur. Ouais, 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 ouais. Oh, si c'était elle. Moi, je repense au bonheur.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Oh no, little boy, she's CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Gotta go,
three international Loué Loué tracks. Si C'était Elle by Les Players out of France, top of the set, released from 1964. Then Los Seafins on a label called Sun Castles out of Argentina. The band themselves, I believe, from Uruguay. 7-inch, 33 1/3 release, which included a cover of Status Quo's Pictures of Matchstick Men. We had the A-side, their cover of Lucy Come Home. That is another one of those Loué Loué response tracks. And wrapping the set, The Flippers out of Sweden. September 65, 7-inch, their version of Loué Loué. That one's on a comp called Pebbles Volume 28, The Continent Lashes Back, European Garage Beat and Psych Rarities, Sweden Part 3, 1988 release on Carousel Records. The original track, though, on a 45, released in Germany 1965, The Flippers on the A-side with Loué Loué, Sonny and Cher on the B-side with a cover of The Letter. So Les Players out of France, Los Seafins out of Uruguay, and The Flippers out of Sweden. And we've got plenty more Loué Loué still to come.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I find them exciting. There are many things I do like, but some of them I think are insulting to one's intelligence.
Here's a fairly obscure band out of Austin, Texas. They're called The Wig, fronted by Rusty Weir. The Wig, better known, I think, for the track Crackin' Up, but they also covered Loué Loué in 1966. So this is Texas band, The Wig.
By request, by the Kingsman, yeah!
Get to heaven, I hope I'm bad. Some little girl to give me a piece of man. I wanted to hold me all night long. I wanted to squeeze me softly while I sing her song. I said, Loué Loué, oh baby, tell me we gon' go. No, 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 Loué Loué, oh baby, we gonna, oh, 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 oh. Let's go.
away for a while. She said, "Lord, I'll give up on the wiggle, yo. No, 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 Lord, I'll give up on the wiggle.
It's a sea shanty. Talking about going to sea and leaving this girl.
A sea shanty? You mean like Yodi Hodi shipping me timbers?
I mean, you don't know what you're talking about.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Bye.
And that is three more Lue Lue tracks here on Retrospect. The Wig with Lue Lue out of Texas, top of the set.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Then Paul Revere and the Raiders, who released a 45 on Columbia, the A-side Lue Lue, the B-side Lue Go Home. That's the track we had from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Then wrapping the set out of Australia, Melbourne band The Pink Finks, formed early 65 when a 16-year-old R&B fanatic called Ross Wilson joined forces with some other schoolboys in a band called The Foves, played mainly the Shadows and the Ventures, like so many bands we focus on. They then became enamoured with the Rolling Stones, the Pretty Things and the Yardbirds. Their first release, their raunchy cover of the Kingsmen's Lue Lue. Number 16 in Melbourne, June 1965. So The Pink Finks out of Australia. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Let's take things to a weirder place. This is a 1967 LP on Mercury Records by Friar Tuck. It's called Friar Tuck and His Psychedelic Guitar. And on that record, this track, Lue Lue, spelled with an S, not an E, so Lewis Lewis from Friar Tuck.
Lue Lue, oh, 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 we got it.
night at 10, I lay her again. He's saying, 3 nights and days, I sailed the sea.
It's the sound of the Nomads out of Burien, Washington, together from 63 to 66, started by a group of friends in high school. They played a lot of gigs at a venue called Spanish Castle, watching bands such as the Wailers, the Kingsmen, the Dynamics, and the Frantics. They also happened to have a 1936 Packard hearse, joining that great tradition of 60s garage bands with amazing band transport. So the Nomads, with their cover of Lue Lue. Bringing us to the end of this special episode of Retrospect, marking International Lue Lue Day for the first time, perhaps the only time. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've heard something you've never heard before. Your feedback's always welcome. Instagram or Facebook, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. And remember, back episodes available, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch of podcasting apps. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental. This is off a comp called Battle of Ratfink Hill, Crude Unissued Pittsburgh Instrumentals, 1961-63. It's a 2011 release on Norton Records. This is called Louis Louis Lue from the Keys. And I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Come on there, kid. What the heck you waiting? Let's do that. Louis Louis. Thank you.
Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.
In the third verse, he says, let's cut a rug, babe, we're so in love.
No, in the third verse, he says, she's got a wang on, I move it above.
He is talking about Jamaica.
What's a wang on?
Listen, here it comes, listen.
Let's cut Jamaica,
baby,
I'm so in love.
I wrote this song. We'll get it.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
CILU 102.7 FM proudly presents Radio Goethe.
Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. Today, with lots of acoustic and quieter tones, the good friends of Fiddler's Green have released their acoustic pub crawl, and that gave me the idea for today's show. I'm starting off with Fury in the Slaughterhouse and their, well, timeless song, Every Generation Got Its Own Disease.
That's the modern way to live. Someone says the faster you are, but the time runs always faster, so. Diseases come, diseases go. Welcome to the final show. Let's shake hands in plastic gloves and watch your father last white dove. And believe me, baby, every generation got its own disease, and I've got mine. So help me, please. Say goodbye, babe. And change the So help me please.